Test 65, Section 2, Question 9. And here we're looking for what's the conclusion in the argument. So we just have to find the main point. It starts off and it says, some paleontologists have suggested that a huge dinosaur was able to gallop. Okay, so some say it could gallop. Now, usually when a passage starts off, some people claim X, the overall argument is going to say, but they're wrong. This, however, is unlikely because galloping would probably have broken A's legs. That would be a problem. So that sounds like the conclusion is that it's unlikely. It probably wasn't able to gallop. And then it says experiments with modern bones show how much strain they can withstand before breaking. So we experimented with modern bones. By taking into account the diameter and density of their leg bones, it is possible to calculate that those bones could not have withstood the strains of galloping. So we can look at it and there's no way. So really the overall conclusion is that the Apatosaurus probably couldn't gallop, or it's unlikely that it would gallop, or in other words, that they're wrong. So we're going to look for that. Galloping would probably have broken the legs of Apatosaurus. Well, that is part of the evidence that says they didn't gallop, okay, or they weren't able to. It is possible to calculate that Apatosaurus bones could not have withstood. Well, that's part of the evidence, but the conclusion is just, therefore, it didn't gallop. The claim of paleontologists that A was able to gallop is likely to be incorrect. That sounds like what we said. It's unlikely to be correct. So, if galloping would have broken it, then Apatosaurus was probably unable to gallop. The thing here is, that still is stated as an if-then. If galloping would have broken it, then it didn't. This passage isn't saying, well, if it would have broken it, then it didn't gallop. It's just saying it didn't gallop. And then modern bones are quite similar in structure and physical properties to the bones of Apatosaurus. That's an assumption, but it isn't the conclusion. And therefore, answer choice C is going to be our correct one.